free mug.
Free mug.
After all of this.
Connections are great.
I know.
What? Idea.
I'm a carbon copy of my mother. She sits at my booth. Someone's gonna say, "Wow, Katie, you look old." Ponies have aged you. I'd be like, "All right, Mom, go to conventions for me from here on out." And then my dad just like sitting there in the water, like knocking people over, like, "Have you read my daughter's book?"
I do love them though. Like, it's crazy. It's amazing. I had a guy come over to me. I finished a run on the Avengers last year, and I was in Calgary the week that the final issue came out, and this really, really old, like super geriatric guy in a walker came over to the table, and he goes into his bag and he just drops all 16 issues on the table.
Bam!
And he's got a really weird expression. I'm like, okay. He leans over and goes, "Kid, I've been reading this since Lee and Kirby."
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Good shit. "Sir, thank you so much." It's like excitedly signed every single one. That was the best autograph I think I've ever done. Some crusty old dude is like, I've been reading it forever. I'm like, yeah, we did it. It was a cool moment. It was a weird moment, though. Weird, strange.
I once had somebody at this convention come up to me with a headshot of myself that they printed off from my Facebook account.
Oh.
And asked me to sign it. That is the best signature I've ever had. Because I was like, wow, you dug deep. You really went there, didn't you, buddy?
There's a guy in Maryland who made like custom sports cards.
I know who you're talking about. Behind your back.
So if it's your first time in Maryland at any of the conventions, he's made the checklist. He'll find a photo of you and he'll make a little sports card of you and then he'll bring it over to the table. And he's got a whole binder full of them, right? So you're sort of like, in some ways you're impressed, in other ways you're a little creeped out, and he's like, he's collecting you. He comes over and he's like, "Mr. Zoob, very nice to meet you." And I was just like, cool. And he goes, "I don't know if you've heard about me." And I was like, yep. So he just flops that sucker open, and I'm just like, oh, here we go. You know, he's just going through, flipping pages and pages and pages of all these creators. I'm like, hey, whatever gets you through the day. That's kind of neat. A little odd, admittedly, but you know, there are weirder.
Yeah.
You know. I like your the marriage.
Oh, the scrapbook, yeah. So also, another thing about signatures, last year, one of the things that I love working out about Star Wars kids is that every single person I used to date that is now of a marrying age and having kids has to see my name on every single thing bought for them at their baby shower.
That's good.
It has been fantastic. I have heard two stories from two different ex-boyfriends of like, oh yeah, I got all three of your Star Wars books for the baby shower, and the second that we opened them, he was like,
yeah. Haunt your life now. That's right.
But at this, again, at Seattle, something's wrong.
What?
It's like the water here sometimes.
No.
Because this is the scrapbook story. This is a Seattle story.
That's a Seattle story.
Did David Tennant die here?
He is still alive.
Okay. He should not come here. So, I do little quick custom paintings at my table. You tell me what you want, and I say, hey, I can paint that for you. I just do it on demand. It takes 2 minutes. But there's always a little bit of a line, and then this woman comes through the line, and she's holding like a 12 by 12 scrapbook. And it's white, and it's very unassuming. And she went, "I would like a David Tennant Doctor Who." And I went, "Fine, I do 15 of those a day. I've got this." And, you know, I'm just painting it. It's like, "How are you doing today? Have a good show?" And she just leans in and she goes, "Do you want to see my scrapbook?" The answer is always yes. I would love to see your scrapbook. So she hands it over, and it's like, head and David Tennant's head onto this big, beautiful, wonderful wife. And all of their dates together and all the stuff, and I'm just kind of flipping through, and I'm getting a little wide-eyed. The guy behind her is getting wide-eyed.
Funny gag, but now there's someone who knows that I need it. He's like, I got you a bunch of eight bananas. And